And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2016. It was on this date, 1954, the first large field trial of the polio vaccine developed by Dr. Jonas Salk took place. He was at the University of Pittsburgh. He had identified 125 different strains of the polio virus, so this vaccine needed to provide immunity for all of them. Albert Sabin, in the meanwhile, was working on another form of vaccine, a live virus form, but Jonas Salk pushed his through to completion because polio was raging in America. In 1952, nearly 60,000 cases, of which 3,000 people died, more than 21,000 left disabled. And so on this date, in the Gymnasium Arsenal Elementary School in Pittsburgh, Jonas Salk administered the vaccine to 137 school children and eventually decided the vaccine was safe and effective. It's the birthday of W.E.B. Du Bois, born in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, 1868, one of the founders of the NAACP in 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. It's the birthday of Samuel Pepys, London, 1633, who kept his diary all those years to give us a first-hand account of the plague of 1665 and the Great Fire of 1666, as well as his own eating habits and toilet habits and his intimate relations with his wife and several other women. It's the birthday of George Friedrich Handel, born in Halle, Germany, in 1685, who, in 25 days for a benefit concert in Dublin, composed the oratorio Messiah. It was on this day in 1940, Woody Guthrie wrote the lyrics to This Land Is Your Land. He wrote it as a response to Irving Berlin's God Bless America. Wrote it down in his notebook on this day in 1940, but did not perform it until 1944. And it's the birthday of William L. Shirer, born in Chicago, 1904, a correspondent for newspapers in Europe for many years, and author of The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, the first historical overview of Nazi Germany for the general reader. It came out in 1961. Here's a poem for today by Dana Gioia, Marriage of Many Years. Most of what happens, happens beyond words. The lexicon of lip and fingertip defies translation into common speech. I recognize the musk of your dark hair. It always thrills me, though I can't describe it. My finger on your thigh does not touch skin, it touches your skin, warming to my touch. You are a language I have learned by heart. This intimate patois will vanish with us, its only native speakers. Does it matter? Our tribal chants, our dances round the fire, performed the sorcery we most required. They bound us in a spell time could not break. Let the young vaunt their ecstasy. We keep our tribe of two in sovereign secrecy. What must be lost was never lost on us. Marriage of Many Years, a poem by Dana Gioia from his collection 99 Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.